white, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other. First off, I must start with the fact that Jesus did not come to save our skin. He came into the world to save us from our sins and the saving of our souls. Secondly, the Lord said long, long ago that all nations are one blood. So then, what's the issues? The issue is that if you want to control a people, then you must divide the people so that the powers that are tolerated can then wield power over their subjects more easily. Mark 3:25 tells us, "And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." The way that this is done is to go to the uneducated and indoctrinate and propagandize them by dividing through skin color, when the color of the skin has nothing to do with the moral or lawful issues. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their characters. Furthermore, Malcolm X rightly said, "If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing." He was spot on. Remember again what William Randolph Hearst stated, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." Now friends, this is exactly what is being played out today in America. You see, the powers that are tolerated need such useful idiots that continuously and ignorantly feed on and spew out their divisive narratives. G. Edward Griffin explains how since at least the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. Again, this is what we're seeing today.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary.
We have useful idiots such as Colin Kaepernick. We have FBI informant Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson spewing out narratives that are found over and over again to be unwarranted and unfounded. We see the politicians playing into the narratives and empowering the rioters and the looters, not the peaceful protesters, mind you, only to overthrow the Republican form of government we have on the behalf of their puppet masters to help implement a new form of global government. In other words, they are creating this to further divide the black people against the white people to incite them against one another. You see, unity destroys their objectives, friends. And by the way, aren't these the same people advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb, which is aimed at the blacks and Hispanics? Yes, in fact, they are, friends. They are playing out verbatim what Mao Zedong did in overthrowing the Republic of China, using the younger to overthrow the older. Now we have found for the last 7 decades in this country that the mainstream media has been illegally creating and fabricating stories beyond all measure in an attempt to deceive the people. We have also recently found that Raz from Chaz, Black Lives Matter's warlord, is supported by Dubai's government in hopes of an all-out war against white people. See, friends, Raz Chaz has been found handing out AR-15s to locals with a welcoming attitude while being filmed. He doesn't seem to be too worried about the police now, does he? We know that the narrative of George Floyd, friends, and the murder of George Floyd has been hijacked, and this has been proven 100 times since his death. The realization that the American people need to come to is that the powers that are tolerated, and it's the corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled mainstream media who are the ones, in fact, that are fueling this narrative of divide and conquer. Until these people are lawfully dealt with, nothing's going to change. They don't have the freedom to break the law.
President Harry S. Truman rightly stated, that once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, The Prince of Preachers.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got some, like, eye-opening stuff happening right in front of our faces. I mean, just think about this. The most heinous crimes ever committed against an innocent people by the corrupt state or the said government during their particular time has been done right in front of their faces. I mean, JFK assassination, September 11th, Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, Texas, Columbine. I mean, the list goes on. It's being done right in front of our faces. And people are taking it for face value rather than questioning the narrative. And I'm not saying people haven't. Just let's get that straight right off the bat. People have questioned the narrative. But you know what's interesting? And I'm saying that for the very purpose that just today, again, going through newsreels, and I'm talking about truthers, those that are willing to tell us what the mainstream media means to conceal or distract us from. And as I was looking, I just noticed some crazy, crazy stuff. You know, it's like when Jesus said, you know, just because they call themselves Jews doesn't mean they're Jews. And the list goes on. I mean, you guys have seen over the last couple decades in this country where white people are calling themselves black, and the black people are now calling themselves white, and we have Caucasians calling themselves Native Americans. I mean, the list goes on. Really, what it comes down to is Isaiah 5:20. You have those that are putting the lie for the truth, but again, it's happening right in front of your face. And interestingly enough, how many times did Jesus say, you have eyes, but you don't see? You have ears, but you don't hear. And I'm thinking of Jeremiah 5:21 in particular, though he talks about it through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as well. And I'm, again, bringing this up because some of the information I've seen was just like, you've got to be kidding me. You've been told that these are Arabs. You've been told that these are Muslims, when in fact, they're not Muslims or Arabs at all. They're actually a Jewish people, okay? And a different ethnicity or a different type of Jew. And again, it goes across the boards, but I want to tear down all of that because all of that is being set up for the very purpose of dividing the people. And you all the well know as well that nobody divides the people or pits the people against one another more than the mainstream media, CIA-controlled divisive narrative. You all know that, the Mockingbird media, right? When you go to Mark 3:25, listen to what Jesus said, warning us of what it is that we're seeing in front of our faces today. He said, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. What a better way to break down the house than to divide the house. And then he said in Mark 3:26, he said, "And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end." Is that true? Absolutely. Then he says, "No man can enter a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man until he divides them." That's what he's talking about. This is the fruit of dividing the people. "And then he will plunder his house." How? Through dividing and conquering the people. And we've seen this over and over, literally thousands of times, come down from the mainstream media. But I just want to break that down. And I want you all to understand Malachi 2:10. And what it says is, "Have we not all one Father?" Now, not all are Christians, but we have one Creator. Okay? Again, I'm at Malachi 2:10. And it says, "Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously against every man and his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers?" In other words, by taking heed to him who means to divide and conquer. Well, let me give you another one here, friends. When you look at Acts 17:26, what does it say? God created all nations from one man, Adam, and determined their allotted times and boundaries so that the people might seek him. And it also tells us, friends, that all nations are one blood. No matter what color we have, as far as our skin tone on the outside, isn't it interesting that we all bleed the same color? And it's also interesting to note in Leviticus 17:11, it tells us that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Okay? So there's the life. Who means to divide us more than the enemy of our souls, to plunder our country? Let me give you one more. Revelation 7:9. What does it say? I love this, folks, because it rids ourselves of this nonsense and this divisiveness of those that mean to divide us. And when you again look at Revelation 7:9, it says, "And after this I beheld, and lo," this is John at Patmos, he said, "And after this, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and all kindreds and all people and all tongues, stood before the throne of God and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands." So why did the Lord make color? Well, because of the very purpose that he is the creator. And he likes variables. He likes variation. And so do I, by the way. And so again, folks, we're going to be getting to this in just one moment. Before we get to that, I just want to drop this on you really quick. You guys all know that none other than Roosevelt said back in the 1930s that presidents are not elected by the people. This came direct. He blurted the truth out in his confusion. But it's all of what we know now, at least for those that are paying attention. I mean, if he said this in the 30s and people are still caught up into the fact that these said contenders or these presidential contenders are legitimate, you're sadly mistaken. You're absolutely sadly mistaken, okay? They're handpicked and they're delivered, and both sides work for the same handlers. We all know this, again, for those that are paying attention. But let me go back and go off of what Roosevelt said when he said that presidents aren't elected by the people. They're selected. They're selected by who? Those that the people subject themselves to by putting up with the options that have been given and offered to us as a people, when we all the well know that they're not legitimate. Now, I want to go back and I want to show you actually a live feed from the mainstream media concerning how presidents were never elected and how they're selected. And this coming from a little girl, and I want you to listen carefully. This is pretty crazy stuff, but this is what we all knew.
Your discovery about President Obama. She and her grandfather say that President Obama is related to all but one U.S. president. We get more tonight from Action News reporter Felix Cortez, who's live in our Salinas newsroom.
Well, Dan, the youngster spent the summer, really all summer, tracing the family tree of our presidents. Her conclusion that all the presidents, with the exception of one, share the same grandfather.
This is mainstream media.
Well, first we start off with George Washington at the top. And then it goes to John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
11-year-old Bridgette Dovigno says she's made a first-of-its-kind discovery. That
you know
President
what, folks?
Obama and all the presidents
I think the point is being made. Hey, folks, this is coming from 11-year-old kid that is doing her due diligence. And they're doing a piece on it to verify the legitimacy of her information. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back. Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can do that. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We also have 10 to 15 articles from contributors all across the country that are in the culture war. As the Sons of Issachar knew the time, so do they, bringing about the answers. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. One more time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. There's a lot of that going on, as you all the well know. Now, let's go ahead and bring about some resolve to what I just played right before the end of the last segment. I was talking about how presidents are never elected by the people. They're always selected. And this is 11-year-old girl that did her due diligence throughout the summer to find out the truth of the matter concerning the family lineage. Now, I'll go ahead and add to and take away at least my thoughts after I get done watching this and you get done hearing this. And we're going to go ahead and play this one more time so you can hear the whole of it from start to finish.
Who have made a major discovery about President Obama. She and her grandfather say that President Obama is related to all but one U.S. president. We get more tonight from Action News reporter Felix Cortez, who's live in our Salinas newsroom.
Well, Dan, the youngster spent the summer, really all summer, tracing the family tree of our presidents. Her conclusion that all the presidents, with the exception of one, share the same grandfather.
Well, first we start off with George Washington at the top. And then it goes to John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
11-year-old Bridgette Dovigno says she's made a first-of-its-kind discovery that President Obama and all the presidents before him, with the exception of one, are related and descendants of a former king of England.
No, they are all cousins they're grandsons of John Lackland.
Dovigno says she spent countless hours on the internet over the summer
You know what's crazy about this? These are my thoughts as I'm even listening to that. You know, it's not a first of its kind discovery in any sense of the word, because if you really look at it and you go back from the present to the very beginning, guess what it's going to go back to, friends? Adam and Eve. And you're not going to get away from that. Let me say it again. It all goes back to one father and one mother, Adam and Eve. It is really, truly that simple. Now, I also wanted to go ahead and add on to what she was saying concerning some of the content about how they're all interrelated. It goes back to what I just said once again. But to suggest that somehow or another this has all been controlled, you're sadly mistaken. And let me tell you how I know you're sadly mistaken. Some will say, well, Bradley, you're saying two different things here. No, I'm not. I'm really not. Because the Bible says the king's heart is in the Lord's hand and he turns it whithersoever he wills. The Bible tells us he puts down those that are highly exalted and he exalts the lowly. So it's him that's at the helm of all that takes place. And furthermore, he is the governor of all nations, okay? He is in control of all things at all times and all places. He always has been and he always will be, okay? But I want you to understand this, folks, that when you look at the scenario that's being laid out here about how they're all interconnected and how they're all related, so on and so forth, well, if you really kind of take a step back, again, it goes back to what I said for the third time. It all goes back to Adam and Eve. But who's in control? Well, some will say, Bradley, look at this, that, and the other thing. They're Masons, they're Skull and Bones, they're this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just here to tell you, you know what? I don't care. They're not in control. My father's in control of all of that. Right? And again, going back to the point, friends, the devil doesn't liberate people. He enslaves people. And when you, I'm just getting this thought right now by Daniel Webster about the Constitution of the United States of America. In the Constitution, he said, if the Constitution ever fails, he said the world will be in anarchy. Okay? Why is he saying that? Let me ask you another question. Why is it that the people on a worldwide basis look to America still to get it right? Because they know once the people get it right in this country, it's going to be made right in their country. Why do the people call us the light of the world? You're going to have to answer that question. Matthew 5:16. We are the light of the world. And the fact of the matter is, friends, only the light of men is brought about by the Christ, who is the light of men, and he established what it is that we have in this country. That's why we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 248 years. Now, let me go back to what I said about Daniel Webster. He said, listen carefully, Americans, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic. We're ruled by law, God's law, and if we obey it through grace, we're going to be liberated. Isn't that right? 2 Corinthians 3:17? Right. Okay, I mean, in the natural law, if I'm driving down the highway and it's 55 miles an hour and I'm going 70, I'm going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, I'm going to get pulled over. Why? Because I don't have a right to break the law. Well, neither do we have a right to break God's law. And that's exactly what Charles D. Montesquieu said. And that's what he meant when he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We can only do what the lawgiver gives us. And as long as we follow the rule of his government, because our love for the law as Christians, we establish that law, Romans 3:31, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10, 7, the list goes on and the list goes on. So as long as we obey that law, we're going to be a liberated people, right? That's right. Okay, so here it is. What happens when you break the law? You're incarcerated. You forfeit that right. Just want to make clear you understand, and that goes back to 1 John 3:4, which is sin, and that is the transgression of God's law. And when we violate God's moral law, what happens? The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Okay, and so it is in natural law. But let me go back to what Daniel Webster said. He said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, for which it stands, not falls. He said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Daniel Webster said to all of his posterity, us, he said, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout all of the world. Now, I want to go back and make this point before the end of the second segment. A lot of times people say, well, Bradley, they were Masons. Not the way that you know of them today in any sense of the word. And the word Mason defines out as a stonecutter, and a Freemason is one that created abbeys, and sort of the Masons, by the way, but they created cathedrals, so on and so forth. And a Freemason was one that was still on the same continent, but it moved around like in a circuit to help other Masons build abbeys and churches and cathedrals, so on and so forth. And furthermore, if you go back to none other than Albert Pike, and now this is the third time I think I brought this up, just over the last couple weeks, so this apparently is something that people need to hear, but when you go back to Albert Pike, he said, today's Masons are not at all what our forefathers were. Yeah, there was two different meanings. As a matter of fact, a lot of the stuff that you've seen with George Washington wearing concerning all of his Masonic gear, it's all fabricated. It's fake. It's not real. So for anybody that wants to question where you stand concerning that, you better understand the father of our Lord Jesus Christ is the one that established who we are. And if you go back to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, you're going to find out just what I'm telling you is absolutely true. The people made an appeal to heaven. They said, no king but King Jesus, and because of it, he answered, therefore, we know who we are, we know where we came from, and yes, we are a Christian nation, and if you want to talk about Tripoli, or whatever you want to call it, or however you want to pronounce it, that's totally fine. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And the point that I want to make before we end this next segment is if you've been told that our forefathers were a bunch of Satanists, I'm just here to tell you, friends, you're listening to the revisionist. You're listening to those that are, in fact, conspiracy theorists. And you're also listening to people that have revised your history because there's nothing true about that. You judge men by their fruit. And when you look to our founding documents over and over and over again, 33% of all of our documents found in our forefathers' writings were what? Established on the Word of God. It's completely extracted from the Word of God every step of the way, okay? Again, I just wanted to make clear you all understood, and then we're going to end this point, and then on the other side of this break, we're going to come back, and we're going to get to white or black, and we're talking about right now, blaming the innocent for the crimes of the guilty, because there's much talk right now that Derek Chauvin, the guy that kneed said individual, Derek Chauvin, and I'm talking about the whole situation here in Minneapolis and how we killed him and how they turned that, and the FBI had paid provocateurs come in and create this ocean. A fiasco. Well, Donald Trump right now is talking about actually releasing him and giving him a pardon. And I'm here to tell you, friends, it has the devil's fingerprints all over it. We'll be right back.
Reformer Martin Luther rightly stated that this life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what it is that we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is yet not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified.
Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Frederick Gillette from Hinsdale, Massachusetts. Are you sick and tired of seeing the nation that we all love so much being turned into H-E double hockey sticks? Psalm 917? Then tune in to Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. Bradley doesn't just magnify the crimes of the wicked. Bradley gives biblical and constitutional solutions to the problems that plague our nation. Listen and put hands and feet to what you learn. Bradley Dean on BBS Radio.
Welcome back again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we have been doing. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, media outlet. And if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. There's much to cover here as far as information, and I think it's going to turn a lot of lights on for a lot of people out there that don't know or haven't followed it through. But right now, they're talking about giving Derek Chauvin a pardon concerning his crimes, they say, against none other than George Floyd. Now, I just want to make clear that you all understand my position because it's important that I do this. But when I first seen the video, my brother called me and he said, Bradley, he goes, go ahead and look at the feed concerning what this cop just did to this black dude in Minneapolis. And when I watched it, I got to tell you, folks, it jacked me up. I also want to tell you that if I'd have been there, I don't know that I couldn't have restrained myself and at least pushed him off where none other than George Floyd, regardless of who he is, could breathe. And only to see after what took place, because to me it seemed like a perfect opportunity for this communist, treasonous Tim Walz, and the same thing for the Attorney General Keith Ellison, when they took advantage of what took place there and blew it up to be something that it wasn't at all. Matter of fact, when the chief of police first came out before these said riots took place, after they seen what Derek Chauvin did concerning his knee in the back of George Floyd's neck, which was protocol for police, by the way, if you didn't know that, that was protocol, and maybe you'll understand more in just a moment, but I'll get to that after I make this point. We do know that the chief of police in Minneapolis said that many of the people after this took place were not from Minnesota. In other words, Tim Walz made contact with the FBI, and before we knew it, we had paid provocateurs that came in and did their best to destroy Minneapolis. And of course, it was embellished. Of course, they had to bolster what was really in fact going on, because I went out there in that direction the following day to see for myself exactly what it was that made national news. Okay? That was all created. And that's exactly what the chief of police said. They were paid provocateurs coming from without Minnesota in Minneapolis to do the things that were done. It was all bought and paid for. Okay? Here again, the devil has his fingerprints all over what's going on concerning these unconstitutional agencies and the devil that resides in the people's capital. And I'm talking about Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. That also pay attention to the fact that they have been warring against the police since they've been there. And also keep in mind there's massive voter fraud, and no, they were not voted in by the people of the state of Minnesota, just so you know the facts. Now, what's interesting about all of this, friends, is they're talking now, and by the way, again, I want to make clear that you understand my position. I see the devil's fingerprints all over what they're attempting to do here. Because now what they're doing is preparing for upheaval if Donald Trump should give Derek Chauvin a pardon, okay? Notice how this is all played out. Look at the timing of this. These are the political games. This is the stuff that we were told of by none other than, again, back in the 30s, Mr. Roosevelt, when he said there's nothing in politics that doesn't happen that's not first planned. If they're creating more upheaval, who creates more domestic insurrection than the CIA, media, Mockingbird media, and that of corrupt politicians? Okay? So if it does create domestic insurrection, they're in hopes of getting a response that they hoped that they would get, because it was all planned out to play it out at such a time as this to do and to bring about the effects that they want. And Americans, you got to understand your enemy. They're the ones doing this. Now, let me go back to something I said I was going to hit in just a moment. Derek Chauvin. Now, if I was there again, I want to make clear that you understand that I would have did my best to move him away so at least George Floyd could have actually breathed. I want to say on the other side of this, if I would have did that, I would have probably been shot by one of the police officers, and somehow or another, the police in that particular scenario would have justified shooting me for protecting the man's life. Okay? So it's almost like if you're condemned if you do and you're condemned if you don't. But it's also interesting how this was all filmed. It's interesting how it was filmed in such a fashion to deliver up to the mainstream media what it was that they needed to continuously get the people all worked up to create what? The protest in which they received. I also wanted to let you know, folks, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, there was also film of those that were dressed up as police officers going up and down the streets during that time that were found shooting at people rubber bullets. And it wasn't to break down the destruction that was taking place. It was there to actually provoke the protesters to do more than what they were doing. Again, so identify who's behind all of what's going on here. So let me go back now over to George Floyd, because after you see the video of George Floyd refusing to take heed to any of the commands that the police were given in this particular case, I just want to give you a quick download as to who Mr. George Floyd was. And also keep in mind, and this is how you're going to be able to figure out what I'm telling you, as to who the just are and who the just are not. And I'm talking about Deuteronomy 25, 44, 23 of Ezekiel. Just go ahead and pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media, this devil, Tim Walz, and his little sidekick, and that's exactly what he is, Keith Ellison, the attorney general, both installed by the CIA, no question about it. Pay attention to the fact that, friends, nobody promoted George Floyd as a hero more so than those two clowns, to those two little devils, all on cue. Notice when it happened, friends, they instantly, and I'm talking about Tim Walz more so than anybody, contacted the FBI way prematurely. It was what they needed, and they took advantage of it. Now listen to this. So when you go to the early life of George Floyd, just so you can understand who this guy is that they put up as a hero in the face of the people, you do need to understand who this man was and what he was responsible for, because this is the kind of stuff that you just cannot make up. This is the hero in the face of the media. This is the hero, George Floyd, that they put up, Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. Between 1997 and 2005, Floyd served 8 terms of various charges, including drug possession, forgive me, theft and trespass. In one of these cases, Floyd was convicted of possessing 0.5 gram of crack cocaine in 2004 based on the sole testimony of police officer Gerald Goines. Now, later in 2019, Goines' involvement in the Harding Street raid led to Goines being investigated for a pattern of falsifying evidence, but not in this case because it's all on video. As a result, in 2021 of April, the district attorney, Harris County, Texas, requested a posthumous pardon for his particular conviction of Floyd because of Goines' lack of credibility. Now, what I want to do is I also want you to understand that in 2007, Floyd, again, the one that they're trying to exonerate, the one that they're trying to justify, was charged again for aggravated robbery, okay, with a deadly weapon. And according to investigators, he entered an apartment by impersonating a water department worker and barged in with 5 other men, held a pistol to the woman's stomach, and searched for items to steal. Floyd was also arrested 3 months later during a traffic stop, and victims of the robbery identified him from a photo array in 2009. Floyd was also sentenced to 5 years in prison as a part of the plea deal and was paroled in January of 2013. Folks, soft judges produced hardened criminals. That's what we're dealing with. He was also known for taking a gun as a bouncer and aiming it at a woman that was pregnant at her child within her womb. This is the guy, this criminal, this repeat felon, is the guy that both Tim Walz, the mainstream media, Keith Ellison wanted to put up as some sort of hero in the face of the American people. And what did they do on the other side of that? They condemned Derek Chauvin, or Chauvin. And again, I want you to go ahead and see him real quick. But they're talking about pardoning him right now, and they're getting ready for city upheaval if this takes place. Why? Because it shows you, and by the way, people need to ask the question, if there is upheaval, as to who are these people that are actually bringing up this upheaval? Because as I said from the get-go concerning this last segment with George Floyd and what took place, those protesters were all shipped in from Chicago and other cities around the United States. They did not come from Minnesota. They did not come from Minneapolis. I just want to make clear of that. What did they do? The media went right on cue, and they started to pick, pit the American people against another, white against black, black against white. If that doesn't work, they'll do another ethnicity and they'll try to do their best to divide. As you heard me say earlier, Acts 17:26 tells us, friends, that all nations are one blood. But if you want to listen to the liar, the one that means to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, just keep listening to him because he's a deluder. There's no truth in him. Okay? Now, I want to say this for the third time. If they release Derek Chauvin, You need to all understand the timing is impeccable. It's because what they're doing is creating more domestic insurrection. Okay? This can all be done without having to be done in the public eye. And of course, here's the mainstream media. As they say, if it bleeds, it leads. They want to be a part of creating what they're creating right now. Don't be a part of it, friends. Because here, if you want to put a fire out, just pull the wood out. And when you pull that wood out of the fire, folks, what is it going to do? Just shut the television off. Just shut down these lying networks that have been deceiving you for decades, for generations, and for centuries in this country since, well, I should say the mainstream media has been concerned or been involved in the narratives that they've been setting. Read Micah 6:16. I'm going to come back. I'm going to make another point, because what we're talking about right now, friends, is blaming the innocent for the crimes of the guilty. Blaming the innocent for the crimes of the guilty. I'm going to come back and give you some more information in just a moment.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Hello, friends. Bradley Dean here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Wanted to give you a quick heads up. We will be in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, May 31st at 6 p.m. More details to be given as we get closer to that date. As will we be in Johnstown, Colorado with KHNC 1360 in the event that they're going to be doing on June 28th. More details will also be given as we get closer to that date. You don't want to miss either event. Come out and see us. We would love to meet you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check out George Floyd's story and you want to see the truth of the matter, go ahead and check out the documentary called The Fall of Minneapolis. It's called The Fall of Minneapolis. I'm going to throw this out one more time, 281-845-4704. I just had another thought, so I can go ahead and just show you how this is all done. And I want to go back to the Los Angeles riots. You guys all remember that back in the end of the 90s? Yeah, you guys all remember that. I'm sure you do. Yeah, right. Who created all that? Just wanted to ask you. You remember when that took place? Remember Rodney King? Remember the mainstream media after the verdict came out that the cops, the police officers in that particular case, were not guilty of the crimes that they were accused of? Do you all remember how CNN, Communist Network News, came out and they said they wanted a black response? They literally did this, friends. They got a black response, and then they got a white response. It doesn't get any clearer than that, friends. I just want to tell you this. Jesus came into the world to save our souls, not our skin. What they're trying to create, I don't see it in the United States. I'm not saying it's not there in part, but I'm telling you, I don't care what color you are. The fact of the matter is you're a brother from another mother, or you are my sister from another mother, period. Okay? We're all created in his image, and I'm not going to play to the dupes of ill-designing men, Ephesians 4:14, those that are trying to divide us against each other. I'm just not going to do it. But let me go back to this. So the mainstream media aired black and white responses, further dividing the people and creating domestic insurrection. That is, in fact, what led to the riots in Los Angeles. I just want to show you how this all works, friends. It's easy to detect. It's not difficult at all. Got to get your discerners on. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. But let me go back to Rodney King for a moment, if you don't mind. What's interesting about it, March 3rd, 1991, the mainstream media worked hand in glove again with corrupt politicians to present a gang of racist cops. Racism is there to what? Browbeat their opposition into submission. Don't play that game. But what they did is the corrupt politicians wanted to present with the mainstream media a gang of racist cops who beat the victim, Rodney King, into a bloody pulp by hyping the incident in such a way that the American people would believe that this represented the police force on a whole nationwide basis. Not at all. Not at all. Folks, in my particular county, I find that, and I've been where I'm at now for the last 20 years, I have not met a cop that hasn't been upright and cool. Now, I have met state troopers that have lied, but good news is I had a camera. So there's a difference there. And you're always going to get, in any organization, 10%, that's probably too high, but let's just give it 10%, you're going to have bad apples inside of those organizations or agencies. It's just that simple, okay? But it does not represent the cops. It does not, folks, the cops overall in this country that are doing their job, they are not what the mainstream media wants you to believe that they are. And I'm going to stand with them. I'm going to stand with our good military in righteousness sense. I'm going to stand with those that are doing their jobs in the halls of government if they're law abiding and they're upholding the law, because that's what they're all supposed to do. And the majority of it is not bad. The wonder is why they tolerate the little leaving that leaving at the whole lump. But that's another day. Let me go back to Rodney King. You guys have all seen during this time, March 3rd, 1999, when they kept playing over and over and over and over and over again. I bet you've seen it at least 200 or 300 times. I was a TV watcher back then, at least in part. But you couldn't go anywhere where somebody wasn't seeing it being played over and over again. Now, what's also interesting is they had queued up what they wanted you to see, and they omitted what they didn't want you to see. Hence, it goes back full circle to go back to the state-run media and corrupt politicians again, because they were the ones that were responsible for creating the LA riots in the first place. You ready for this? King was driving recklessly at speeds of 115 miles an hour through the streets of Los Angeles. Did you hear that? Did the mainstream media tell you that? No, of course not. Rodney King, his arrest culminated in an 8-mile chase, cut across numerous lanes of expressway traffic and ran red lights, thus endangering the lives of innocent bystanders. Of course, any good cop's going to want to stop that. Rodney King was a convicted felon. Did you know that? Did the media tell you that? You know why he was a convicted felon? And what you didn't know is he was out on parole for, guess what? Armed robbery. Armed robbery. Did you also know that there were two other men that were black, whites on the color scale too, people? I'm on the color scale. I'm a colored person as well. There were two other black passengers in King's car, but they cooperated with the officers, were handcuffed and later released without incident. Did you also know Rodney King. Well, let me stop. Did you know that? Did the mainstream media tell you that? Absolutely not. They just showed you Rodney King getting beat by the cops. Now, let me keep going here. King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol, so we have a convicted felon out on parole for armed robbery, under the influence of drugs and alcohol, driving 115 miles an hour for an eight-mile chase through the streets of Los Angeles. Did the media tell you that? Nope, they never told you that. Rodney King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol, as I said. Rodney King, he initially ignored police orders to step out of the car. And when he did, he finally came out. He began acting erratically, dancing around, and then began to make lewd gestures to female police officers. It is the duration from start to finish concerning that stop by the police in Los Angeles. It is available online. And you're probably going to get very angry with the media after you see it, because you're going to see exactly what they're responsible for. And the problem is they need to be held accountable by the people, because what they're doing is not lawful. It is, in fact, criminal. So Rodney King is dancing around female officers, making lewd gestures. Rodney King ignoring a command to get down on the ground. King was then tackled by the police officers, only to rise up in opposition and throwing off the police officers. Did you see that? No, I didn't think you seen that. That's why I'm doing the show right now. Officers attempted to subdue King with a stun gun. Did you know the gun failed in subduing the 260-pound repeat felon on parole for armed robbery, on drugs, on alcohol, as well as alcohol, driving 115 miles an hour through the streets? No, you didn't hear none of that neither. Then what we see, friends, is the video which the MSM, mainstream media, acronym, failed to broadcast, is what took place moments before the famous film that was released to the public. And this was Rodney King charging the police officers. Rodney King charging the police officers. Anybody see that portion on the mainstream media? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Whatever fits the narrative, you have to understand it's already pre-scripted, and nobody understands that more than the guy that you're listening to right now. How many times the New York Times, how many times the Advocate, how many times from St. Paul Pioneer Press or the Minneapolis Star and Tribune or the City Pages or others, the Independent News, and the list goes on and on and on and on, where very far and few between even took the time to ask me what I said or what I was responsible for doing in righteousness. And what's also interesting, it didn't matter what you said, it's how they spun the story to make it sound the way that they wanted you to make it sound. Because what they're doing is they're warning against the credible in a society. That's how they tear it down. Okay, and that's why they're always off on these little tangents concerning people of race, people of different colors, trying to war against each other and pit each other against each other for the very purpose that they can reestablish a system with what? The military in the streets. So you have a police state. Some will say, well, Bradley, that's just not going to happen. I'm just here to tell you it's already happening. It's already happening. Okay. And the way that they're creating a police state is to create more what? Chaos. So what they do out of the chaos that they create, more than not, it's interesting how they're creating a new order. I mean, folks, a prime case in point right now is what they're trying to do with money right now. They're trying to say, you know what, it's going to get rid of all of the fraud and all of the robbery. No, wait a second. If you enforce the laws that are in the books right now, we wouldn't have the problem in the first place. It shows you that they're not doing their job. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.